Be that on, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you,
hello,
sir.
Hello, Dean?
Yeah.
Mac Bundy, the president's coming right on.
Right.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Bob McNamara and I feel that we should have a brief backgrounder out here to try to cut down, if we can, some of the excitement about this meeting. We plan to have it in about an hour's time, but one of the questions we need to check with you on is this matter of your press conference statement and the way Laird tried to pick that up. Now, this is a phony issue he's raised because the Departments of State and Defense have a responsibility of always looking at all contingencies that might develop in any situation. But the truth is that we have not laid before you any such plan as he was referring to for your consideration and approval. Now, what is your judgment as to how we ought to play that particular point out here?
I think that if we get into the Laird question, I'd say Laird is talking about contingencies and possibilities and potentialities, and Johnson's talking about a program and a decision.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a good deal of difference between the two. We have plans for every for every contingency, but that does not mean that that is an administration plan to go into North Vietnam.
That's right. It's
now, McNamara...
Those contingencies are not policy.
That's right. Now, McNamara's statement, which I have, Max, see if you can get that jack right.
Executive session.
In an executive session, he just says we've got a program for going into North Vietnam, and we are ready. And Laird takes that as an administration program.
Yeah, yeah.
And I imagine that General Taylor's got a plan for Cuba, and maybe he's got one for Honolulu and Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that's this administration.
Right.
Now, what he said, Laird over the weekend, Mr. President over the weekend, Laird declared that the administration is preparing to move the Vietnam War into the North.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether we're preparing to do that or not.
That's right.
I've got no preparations to do it on my desk.
Yeah.
You might recommend something like that down the road, but they're not here. That's my feeling.
Right.
So I said, I would say Mr. Laird is not as yet speaking for the administration. He might next year sometime. My knowledge, he has no authority to speak at this time.
Right.
Question, Mr. President, does that mean you expect Republicans to win? No, that means just what I said. He doesn't have any authority to speak for it now. He could at some other time.
Right.
Regardless of whether Mr. Laird is spokesman or not, is there any substance to what he said? President, I know of no plans that have been made to that effect. That is, to take the war into... move the Vietnam War into the North.
Right.
Now, I think that's a truthful statement. I haven't got any plans to move it in there. I don't know what
right.
y'all going to do. Now, here's what he's basing his on. So that ended.
Right.
Then I replied again. I would say that Mr. Laird's not as yet speaking to the administration. He might next year, so... Now here's what McNamara said. I think the committee might be interested to know, and I assume I can tell you this in confidence, since this is an executive session, that in the recommendations which we presented to the President on March 16th, following our visit to South Vietnam at that time, we recommended that preparations be undertaken immediately, be in a position on specified period of notice to carry out the program of military action against North Vietnam, and those actions have been taken, and we are prepared. Now, this is a preparation for United States military action against North Vietnam. The action General Khan was referring to was action by South Vietnamese forces against North Vietnam. He is continuing to strengthen his Air Force. We're taking many actions to assist him to that end. He believes that he'll be prepared for airstrikes, effective airstrikes, by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, McNamara is talking about planning on contingency and a decision being made. I'm talking about I have no such plans to do that.
Yeah.
Now, I might have them this afternoon, I might have them tomorrow, but I don't have them before me, and I haven't made them now, and he has no right to say that we're going into North Vietnam.
Right. All right, well then,
now, I don't know who's
gives me the line, and we'll,
I don't know who's right. It looks like that it looks like he has a good basis for what he's saying.
I think it's the difference, Dean, isn't it, between we have a book full of contingency plans, but we have no current plan for action.
We've been saying to these congressional committees that we have been looking at these all of these alternatives that we've been talking about, these four main alternatives all along. The one we haven't been taking up for any serious study is the alternative of pulling out from Southeast Asia. But the other alternatives we've been looking at, and that we're on the track of supporting the Vietnamese and giving them a chance to win that war. The other alternative of enlarging the war is a very serious one. We don't rule that out, but that's a very serious matter, and that the president will be in touch with congressional leaders if we have to move that way. Now, that's what I've been saying in executive session.
Now, my statement was a little awkward. I know of no plans that have been made to that effect.
Yeah.
That is, to carry the war into Vietnam. Now, I don't mean that we haven't considered the alternative of going in there, and we haven't considered the South Vietnamese planes going in there and taking bombs and whatnot, but I have approved no plans to carry the, and have made no plans at this stage to carry the war into North Vietnam. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. Well, I think that gives us a difference. That's the same difference that Bob McNamara and I see out here. And we'll try to get that a little more perspective and a little background.
What's your return plan?
Beg pardon?
What's your timing for coming back?
Well, the backgrounder would come in about an hour's time.
Right.
Now, this is one thing you should have in mind back there in terms of this meeting. This is at least the 14th meeting that has been held in Honolulu, plus a meeting with Admiral Felt and Bob McNamara on five occasions when he's gone to Vietnam.
Yeah.
So this is not a massive orgasm of something that is wholly new and indifferent.
Yeah.
So
we're not playing it any heavier than we can help, Bob, back here.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to play down any sort of notion of cataclysmic character of this meeting.
Couldn't agree more.
Are you all about through?
Yes, sir. We'll be leaving here about 6 this afternoon and be there first thing in the morning.
Are you reasonably well together?
Well, I think I could answer a little better in the afternoon. We want a private talk with Cabot Lodge this afternoon, and we'll try to pull things together with him. But in general, I think we are at the moment seeing it pretty much the same way. There may be one or two points we've got to straighten out with him and see what he really thinks about it.
You try to stay there till you wrap that thing up, and you all have our one mind.
Well, we'll try to do our best to.
All right.
All right, thanks.